Hi, I'm Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. It is the St. Patrick's Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Also, the LA Marathon tomorrow. A lot happening this weekend. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. And one little note about the AM 830 KLAA app. At 11:30 this morning, for those of you that are listening to the stream. The stream leaves the SoCal Restaurant Show for the pregame show of Angels Baseball playing the Chicago Cubs today in Cactus League play. But no worries. Just go over, turn on your AM radio, go over to 8:30 on the AM band, and you can catch the last two segments of the show. But just something to keep in mind. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the events that regarding her, based locally in Los Angeles and also in Washington, D.C., has been doing to promote Women's History Month. And there are activities every day, every night, through the end of the month. But one that caught my eye is a series called Flavorful Femme Fiesta, a taco tribute to Latina legends, where a number of Latina restaurateurs in Los Angeles are being part of this. And one restaurant that really caught my eye is Gay Laguetza is involved in this, and Bricia Lopez represents the second generation of the founding family. She is one of the co-proprietors. We always enjoy chatting with Bricia. Among the many honors that are well-deserved that have come Gay Laguetza's way over the years is a few years ago, the prestigious New York-based James Beard Foundation anointed them with the America's Classic recognition, which for a local restaurant that is part of their community that has heritage, it doesn't get any better than that in terms of that recognition. And it's a pleasure to welcome Bricia back to the show. Bricia, good morning and welcome back.
Hi, good morning. How are you? Great to be back on the show.
Well, Bricia, thank you. I know you are one busy person with activities in Los Angeles and also in Las Vegas, but you're never too busy to get involved in regarding her. Before we talk about the Taco Tribute to Latina Legends and what you and your colleagues are doing, Bricia, if you wouldn't mind, give our listeners a little background of what regarding her does. Because the name could go in many directions in terms of kind of what the theme of the organization is. And I know it's something that's important to you and your colleagues.
Yes, of course. You know what? Well, thank you so much for having me. Regarding her, was founded in 2020 by nine women, all restaurateurs, incredible women, and really started off a need of just community and communicating, you know, through everything that 2020 was for us, and it was really towards the end of it. And honestly, just sharing resources, there's nothing more powerful and more inspiring than to see women come together and hear how they do their business, how they're fixing problems, how they're honestly, how they just figure things out. I think that's just what women do ultimately, just figure things out. So we got together and we felt that we were a little, you know, we were so privileged because we had each other and we would share information and we get on these calls and we thought, why can't we just share this with more women? And how can we extend the camaraderie, extend the friendships and their, you know, just the womanship around ourselves and around the industry? And how can we be better together? So we launched a series called Regarding Her Food. This was back in 2021 in January, and just really encouraging collaborations. And you know, through the years, it really has evolved to a place where we can accelerate women's businesses and, you know, really arm them with knowledge, with information, so then we can help them solve the problems they need to be solving and, you know, be there. Because challenges never stop in the industry. Yes, 2020 brought its own set of challenges, but everyone knows that restaurants had challenges before 2020, and they continue to. And it's one of the hardest businesses to be in. So just being there and helping women, and just encouraging, and not just championing women, but really accelerating them and encouraging collaborations. And that's what we're doing in Women's History Month. There's so many collaborations between a lot of women-owned restaurants. I myself, you know, we're doing a collaboration. I'm doing a collaboration with Brianna Valdez from Home State. Home State is a Tex-Mex kitchen, and their flour tortillas are one of my favorite in the city. So she's doing a collaboration. We're doing flour tortilla enchiladas with our mole starter, or mole colorito. And then we're selling her tortillas at my restaurant with one of our dishes. So it's been wonderful. It's delicious. I love having flour tortillas at my restaurant. We've never offered them, so this is the first for us. And we are also doing the taco collaboration that you were saying. Sorry, my daughter's here with me.
That's A-okay.
We are doing this. So we are doing the collaboration and just featuring a lot of tacos at my restaurant with collaboration with Vallarta Supermarket. And the taco that we're featuring this month is just mole and chicken. We really don't have tacos in the menu. But to be able to feature something that really represents us, we thought the mole and chicken would be great.
Now, what specifically, in terms of the availability of the enchiladas that you're talking about at Gala Getza, and specifically the taco, what specifically is available on March 23rd, and what is available at Gala Getza at other times, just so our listeners are clear what all these opportunities are, Bricia?
Yes, and you know, I encourage everyone to visit the website regardingherfood.org. Or follow us on Instagram regarding her food, because there's so many collaborations coming, and not just me, you know. One of the ones that for the restaurant, for example, with enchiladas, those are available at Home State on every weekend. So today, Saturday, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday through Home State, and then their flour tortillas are available throughout the month of March at my restaurant, Galagueta. Specifically with our quesillo fundido dish, which is delicious. And the tacos that we're going to be offering, the mole and chicken tacos, are absolutely delicious on blue corn tortilla. Those will be on March 23rd.
Okay, I'm clear now. Now, Home State has a number of locations. So are the mole enchiladas available on weekends at all the locations or at specific Home State locations?
No, there are specific Home State locations, and if you follow Home State, you will see where those are available. But I can tell you right now, they are available in the Hollywood and Sherman Oaks locations Fridays through Sundays in March.
That helps. Bricia, for our listeners that might not be familiar with Home State, which is really a wonderful operation that has been slowly growing over the years, and fortunately it was able to survive the pandemic, can you give our listeners a little information about Home State? Because I think that would be appreciated.
Yeah, Home State is a woman-owned Tex-Mex kitchen. They have several locations throughout L.A. I had it. Well, the original location is in Silver Lake area, I believe. I love their Highlands Park location because that was really near where I live. But they have several locations, and they're known for the breakfast tacos. And Brianna and her sister, they have roots in Texas, so it's just really a Texas kitchen.
And in terms of an item that's on their menu that really caught your attention, can you suggest something just to give us an idea? Because the umbrella of Tex-Mex can kind of be broad in terms of what fits in there.
Yeah, I mean, their queso is delicious, but also they're known for the breakfast taco.
Got it. All right. Well, that's, you know, definitely good to know. You were also, as you mentioned, you know, you really need to go to the Regarding Her calendar, because it's very dense in terms of the activities and everything that's going on. And it's color coded, and some of the events are happening in Washington, D.C. So as you said earlier, there definitely is a lot going on. And, you know, we can't even begin to touch touch on it in one or two segments, but we have been talking about it throughout the month and suggesting other events that are part of all of that. Earlier in the month, of course, Gala Getza, in addition to many things, is known for your micheladas and your michelada mix. Now, I understand earlier in the month, there was a michelada event that you did at a local brewery that I believe is female-owned. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because we just love the idea of a female-owned craft brewery. It's really nice that the ladies are also now getting involved in the craft beer business.
So we popped up at Benny Boy Brewing in Lincoln Heights. Benny Boy, we had an event there last year, and it was such a blast. We just really pouring our michelada mix, and people just having fun, dancing, drinking micheladas, and having a great time. We called it 80s night, but we thought we would do it all over again this time for, you know, on March 8th, and it was so fun. But yeah, with my michelada brand, which is called I Love Micheladas, we have events really every first Friday of the month. They call First Friday. So if anybody's interested, that is, I would say it's the biggest, most impactful, beautiful cultural party that LA has to offer, where you can really get a true sense of the heartbeat of LA. And you can find more information on those events at ilovemicheladas.com/firstfriday.
Now, Brice, before we go out to break and come back and pick up the conversation, we've now talked about the michelada mix. Of course, you can get that at Gala Getza, and then you also have an internet store. But where else can a listener find this acclaimed michelada mix?
Yeah, well, we're available on Amazon, so you can definitely grab them on Amazon. But you can find them starting May 1st in your Southern California Costco.
Very good. We are speaking with Bricia Lopez, with her brother and sister representing the second generation of family ownership of Gala Getza in Koreatown. They were actually there before it was Koreatown, and also the proud recipient of a James Beard Foundation Award as an America's Classic. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.